Hi, this is the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Oh, at the body or the knockout looks of you. Girl, you've got a lot of things I'd like to steal, it's true. So something deep inside me just gets chained up in a knot. To know that you would want to take away the one thing that I've got. Anything but him I'll let you take. Tabitha, what else can I give to you to make you go away? I've got some old home movies. You should see the one my daddy took of us on our wedding day. You see his face as I'm walking down the aisle. Does he look at you that way?
the ride past midnight. Lead a double life. All bad luck and trouble with your razor knife. Once you cross the threshold, there's no turning back. There ain't no existence. All your lies are back. And I ain't gonna be playing that game no more. Know what it is, know how to use the law.
Ladies and gentlemen.
91.5 WLFO.
September's coming soon. That always seems to bring me down. You're telling me to laugh. You know I ain't no goddamn clown. Everybody told me you were looking for my phone. December's coming soon, and that's always when all the cold comes out.
and so anything but him I let you take. Tabitha, what else can I give to you? You go away.
This one's called Shambles. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Baker, his name was Uncle Sam. dress, neither black nor brown. What's the color of stormy skies until the rain came down? 16 horses in my team, leader he was blind. Dream that I'm dying, I saw my Angeline Baker, age of 43. Fed her sugar candy and she still won't marry me. Angeline Baker, Angeline, I know. Should have married Angeline just 20 years ago.
A single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel over a mile, carrying a world of trouble. It can land, ignite, and destroy your home and community. You can't control where that ember will land, only what happens before it does. With simple things like clearing areas around buildings, knowing community safe zones, and being prepared for wildfires, you could keep this from turning into this. Your home is better protected from wildfire when your whole community is prepared. Visit fireadapted.org for more tips on how to get started adapting your home and community to wildfires. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
She looks at me, it's in a million ways that I know. And I'm a new- lonesome, lonely leaving town blues.
Hi there, I'm B.B. King, and when I'm in Boston, Lucille is on 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you hear me? I said I'm B.B. King. On radio station 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you get it, Lucille? Okay.
bring me down. You're telling me to laugh, you know I ain't no goddamn clown. Everybody told me you were looking for my fall. December's coming soon and that's always when all the cold comes out.
Like it's falling apart and you're pulling the thread. drums and a guitar that you would strum. But then one day it all went wrong. We turned around and you were gone. The pretty girls no longer come to see the boys in stadiums. We're all done with rock and roll. We're all done with rock and roll. So say goodnight.
Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
Hello, everyone. It's WMFO here in Medford, Mass. My name is Chris Earle. The show coming up is Watch This with Chris Earle. I'm going to be talking about five movies that I love, and I'm going to be playing the soundtracks from them, as well as tell you what's showing in the movies. See it, watch it, skip it, whether you should see it. Rent it, rather. See it, rent it, skip it. And I'm going to tell you a little bit more about what's streaming now in my show of the week that's streaming now. It's Watch This coming up here on WMFO in Medford.